This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. On this beautiful Veterans Day and Veterans Day weekend that we're coming up on, you would think that all the focus would be on our veterans and all the sacrifices they've made and all the hard work that they put in for our freedom. And instead, you see the country rioting and these violent protests because they're upset about the election. And even though these veterans did protect and preserve our freedom to express how we feel, and I think that's, it's a beautiful thing to, you know, be able to, you know, do peaceful protests and walks, etc. Once they start to get violent, and I see people, I mean, you know, throwing things at each other and egging them on, and okay, that's, we're really disrespecting the country. We're disrespecting our veterans. And, I mean, you know, correct me, was there this violence when Obama won? When Obama was elected twice, did people start going into the street and start, you know, becoming violent? I the peaceful transition of power is something that we've been pretty proud of in America. The reason why we're not a third world country, the reason why we are one of the most powerful and respected, well, we were one of the most respected countries out there, is we don't sit here and have coups and have violence and start, you know, trying to overthrow people in power violently. Yes, there's many people that, you know, couldn't stand President Obama. There's many people that can't stand Donald Trump. I get that. But we are a superpower, and we do things more diplomatically. And Trump won. And I know it upset a lot of people. I know it pleased a lot of people. But, demonstrations are fine. But once it gets violent, that's ridiculous. So I guess for the third night in a row, USA Today is reporting that anti-Donald Trump demonstrators took to the streets in several big cities, on college campuses. But so they were smashing windows, setting things on fire. Police had to counter people with pepper spray and flashbang devices. About 4,000 protesters assembled downtown late Thursday, downtown, I believe, Portland, chanting, "We reject the president-elect." Oh, that rhymes. Oh, "We reject the president-elect." Okay, that's pretty good. Anyway, not that I want people to protest Donald Trump. I have a lot of hope for what he could bring this country. They said some of the crowd vandalized 19 cars at a dealership in Northeast Portland. Come on, guys, really? And ladies, really? You had to vandalize 19 cars? What did the dealership do? I mean, come on. Protesters then headed west over the Broadway Bridge and into the Pearl District, where windows of several businesses were smashed. See, here's the thing. Okay, I mean, if I was against the president that was elected, okay, and I would be embarrassed if our demonstration ended with this. I mean, a very peaceful demonstration or sit-in or a sit-down, those could be very, very powerful. you know, what Martin Luther King taught us was something that we shouldn't forget. There's a lot of power that you have when you do things according to the law. Once you start vandalizing things because you're a sore loser about who won the election, now it really hurts the people that are, you know, trying to exercise their First Amendment. Right, so they say the protest was mostly peaceful until demonstrators met with a group that started to vandalize buildings and kick cars and knock out power, etc. So the officers had to order protesters to disperse after the demonstration turned into what they call a riot, citing extensive criminal and dangerous behavior, and 26 people were arrested. And I get it. I get that a lot of people are mad. And so they want to, channel their frustration, and since they can't hit other people, they start to hit objects. But then, look, people are going to start getting hurt anyway, and it hurts the cause. People, we have a new president, and you need to start looking at what good that could bring. We had to do that with Obama. For those of us that were upset that Obama got elected, did we start vandalizing houses and cars and start tearing things up and causing chaos? No. Many of us aired our views, and we we're grateful for that ability to do that. But we had to find hope somewhere. We had to find that something, you know, good would happen. So, to all of you guys out there, you know, when you spread hate, when you start damaging, no, I can't listen. But when you're peaceful, when you're, when you have, and many of the people that voted for Hillary had very logical arguments. That's why I posted on my Facebook and Twitter, look, your efforts weren't for nothing. I sincerely doubt, all your wishes, like, you know, college being expensive. That's an issue that Republicans are going to deal with. You know, health care and our lack of access to health care. That's something the Republicans are going to deal with. And I'm not saying I'm the biggest fan of many of the Republican policies, but it's not Trump becoming president is not bad enough for you to land in jail. Just like I was telling people, Hillary becoming president was not enough for you to lose your job, for you to kill yourself, for you to tear up, you know, family relationships and longtime friend relationships. It's not worth it. And come on, this sore loser stuff has to stop. San Francisco, you had some high school students marching, chanting, "Not my president." They waved rainbow banners and Mexican flags. In Philadelphia, protesters near, and again, protesting and peaceful assembly, I'm a huge fan of. Philadelphia, there was protesting. Louisville, 500 people turned out to protest. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. All right, so a doctor has grown a new ear on a man's arm. Have you guys seen the pictures of this? This is very cool. Apparently, there's a gentleman in China who lost his right ear in a traffic accident 1 year ago. And the patient, his code name for this is G, I guess. They're not using his full name. And so he lost his right ear in an accident and wanted to have it back. So Dr. Guo Shu Hong from a hospital in Xi'an, China's Shaanxi province, I apologize for pronunciation, used Mr. G's cartilage from his ribs to build the new ear. And he expects to transplant the organ onto his head in about 4 months. So I am looking right now at a man's arm with an ear in it. It looks very, no, it's not even hairy. It looks really, really good. You know, some ears have hair grow out of it. According to the Huangqi report, Mr. G sustained serious injuries in the right side of the face in a traffic accident about a year ago. His right ear was torn from his face. The man's age is not specified, but his arm looks kind of young. Looks like a young guy. Has since received multiple surgical operations to restore his facial skin and his cheeks, but he felt frustrated about losing his right ear for good. The patient told a Chinese newspaper, "I lost one ear. I've always felt that I am not complete." So he sought medical advice from multiple resources, and he realized it was impossible to restore his ear through conventional medical procedures. So he went to see Dr. Guo Shuzhong, who works at First Affiliated Hospital at Jiangtong University in the city of Xi'an. Sorry about this, guys. I should pronounce it better. I just don't know how to pronounce it. And he's a plastic surgeon. So he conducted China's first face transplant back in 2006. So Xi was like, you know what, this guy sounds good. So it was a three-step surgical procedure. First, they had to embed a skin expander under the forearm because you can't just start growing an ear in an arm that won't have the skin to grow over and protect it, right? The second step, they took the cartilage from Mr. G's ribs to make a new ear before planting the artificial organ in the patient's right forearm. The third step is to remove the fully grown ear from the arm and anastomose it, meaning connect the blood supply and put it into position on the head. The second step, however, was the most difficult, right? Taking cartilage from the rib. I don't know if they used stem cells or I don't know what they did, but it really, really looks like an ear. It looks really good. So he has a new ear. This is so awesome. I mean, I need new ovaries, but that's not going to work. Usually these things are more structural. Like, you know how in a lab they can now make a trachea? A windpipe. You know, it can't be anything juicy, like a juicy organ, but it can't, but something more structural they can make. So that's pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. One in every six women diagnosed with breast cancer does not have a lump. About 17% of women diagnosed with breast cancer have other symptoms. According to the study presented at 2016 National Cancer Research Institute conference in Liverpool, about one in six women diagnosed with non-lump breast cancer experiences symptoms like breast pain, shape abnormalities, ulceration, inflamed. I apologize. Hold on. I got my foot. Sorry. Sorry about that. My foot was caught. I don't know what my foot got caught in. Anyway, they could have breast pain. The shape of the breast could change. You could have some ulceration. The skin could be inflamed. So the researchers looked at data of over 2,300 women diagnosed with breast cancer in Great Britain between 2009 and 2010. And despite the fact that most women got medical attention quickly, women with non-lump breast cancer took longer to get in and be evaluated. Now, it's very interesting. One of my colleagues called me and said that they have a patient that they believe has a lump, and it's very sore and tender. And the patient's in her 60s, and ultrasound and mammogram really didn't find anything. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, she probably has to go see a breast surgeon. The breast surgeon turned the patient down. The breast surgeon wouldn't see her because now the mammogram and ultrasound look fine. Yeah, we have a very inflamed area on a breast, and I haven't seen the patient, but from what I understand, an inflamed area on the breast, the patient's over 60. The doctor feels fullness there, and why all of a sudden does a non-lactating woman have a mastitis? Mastitis is inflammation of the breast. So to me, that's cancer until proven otherwise. For the purpose of the study, the researchers reviewed the data, all right, and women who had a breast lump along with non-lump symptoms were also found to have delayed seeking medical attention. It was also observed that women who experienced symptoms like infection or inflammation in the breast, breast ulceration, pain or swelling in the armpit, nipple abnormalities, delayed more than 3 months to seek medical aid. Now, I understand in Great Britain things are still a little different. They have a socialized system. It's not that easy to get in on Monday. You know, can I see you on Friday? Can I see you on Monday? You don't really hear that type of talk, and in America, you're not going to be hearing that type of talk much longer either. It's more, you know, what date can I see you? Well, let's get out the calendar. So it's different, you know. Monica Koo, who presented the study, said 1 in 6 women delay getting help. Women should be aware of the fact that lump in breast is not the only symptom of cancer. I agree. So, we need to diagnose it quicker. We need to be aware that anything, like let's say the nipple hurts. Let's say the nipple starts turning inward. Let's say you have discharge coming out of the nipple and you're not even lactating. Let's say you feel your underarm and you feel a lump. That would be a lymph node that possibly could be swollen because of cancer. Let's say your breast hurts, dimpling, where the skin, you know, like dimples, you start to get dimples on your breast. You're not supposed to really be getting dimples on the breast. Let's say the skin starts to look inflamed. Like, what the heck is going on? Say you just have some new color to it, or just something doesn't seem right. Whenever something doesn't seem right, get it checked out. Now, how do you explain a normal mammogram in somebody that's had breast cancer? And many people have had breast cancer said, I don't get it. Last year my mammogram was normal. I personally love the MRI. I think an MRI is a phenomenal underutilized tool, and it's underutilized because it's expensive. If we could do cheaper MRIs, I think that would pick up breast cancer so much more. And I know somebody's going to say, Dr. Dahlia, stop it. The more tests you guys order, the more false positives, the more... Not when an MRI is that much more sensitive. You know, mammograms are important, and you have to do them, and they're some of the best tests we have out there. They're cheap, they're easy to do, they're very quick to do, and they tell us a lot. But for those of you where, like, look, you know, the mammogram missed my mom's cancer, missed my sister's cancer, I would probably be recommending an MRI in your case. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Still, I'm getting a lot of emails on how things are going to progress in terms of Obamacare and what decisions need to be made when it comes to the current exchange. And like I said, right now, you have to go with what you have now. Okay, we have the exchange. They are still in place. President Obama is still president. So for you to get health insurance, you have to, if the only place you can purchase it is on the exchange in your state, then you got to go there and you got to get your insurance. Whether you will be taxed next year is another thing. I already wrote in my blog, if you go to my Facebook or Twitter, I already wrote on wrote what Trump should do, and he should get rid of that tax. He should, in the year 2017, say, look, guys, nobody has to pay that stupid penalty. That's ridiculous. You don't have to pay the penalty. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure he's going to have to get that passed, you know, through the House and through the Senate. But the problem is you guys cannot expect that something like that will get done. If the Senate doesn't have enough votes because they need 60, then there's a chance you will pay the fine. And the max is about now $2,085. So I would, again, President Obama is still president, so whatever he has in place, we have to follow until Trump takes over. So in terms of getting health insurance, that right now, if that's the only place where you can get it, get it. Try to find the most reasonable. And, you know, let's hope that some, you know, real change will happen such that we won't have to pay those high premiums, those high deductibles, and you guys will have a much better choice. All right, guys, constipation, that's bad. But now it gets really bad because they're linking it to kidney disease and kidney failure. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, constipation stinks. How many of us have constipation? Me. See, look at all of you. Wow, that was really loud. Thank you, guys. I'm glad we got to hear that. Me? Yeah, you in the back. You got constipation? I'm totally constipated. Woo-wee. Boy, am I constipated. Now there's a study saying, look, guys, for those of you that are chronically constipated, you may be at risk for kidney failure, right? Or some sort of kidney disease. We're like, no! Are you kidding me? Now, what did they do? Well, researchers say the medical records of 3.5 million United States military veterans, God bless them, who had normal kidney function, okay? So they went through Memphis VA Medical Center and the University of Tennessee, which are very close by, obviously. I think they're on the same street. And they may even be in the same block. That's how cool. And they studied the medical records of 3.5 million veterans who had normal kidney function, and then they followed them for about 7 to 9 years. Now, the majority of the participants were male, okay, and they were over 60. So this doesn't look all across the board with female and you know. And they found those with constipation had a 13% higher risk of kidney disease and a 9% increased risk of kidney failure. That is huge if you had constipation. Now, I was trying to find in the study how much constipation were they talking. I mean, were they talking, you know, yeah, you poop every day, but it's kind of hard poop? Or are they talking no poops for about a week? I mean, some of us will go a day without pooping, and we're uncomfortable, and that's constipation for us. So let's define constipation. So constipation, there's not just a general, okay, you have to poop every day or you're constipated. It doesn't work like that. Because some people, they just go every couple days. That's just them. That's their norm. So I define constipation is when there's a decrease in frequency of your bowel movements, and it's a decrease from your baseline norm. So if you go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday like a clock, and you never go Saturday and Sunday, and then all of a sudden you stop going on Monday, okay, that could be constipation. That quickly there, okay? And again, the study doesn't really tell us how, constipated they're talking. Rule of thumb in the medical setting is if you have less than 3 bowel movements a week, and 7 days, there's a lot of time in there. There's a lot of opportunity for bowel movement. But if you have less than 3 bowel movements a week, we're going to call you constipated. I mean, we may call you other names too, but from a medical standpoint, we're going to call you constipated. So about 30%, 20 to 30% of the U.S. population is constipation. And I am very, very concerned. I'm a little bit more hopeful now on how our healthcare system is going to turn. But the more we have, the more of a population that has chronic illnesses, the more we have to pay. And if the country is demanding a socialized health system, if all you constipated people out there, if about a quarter of the United States is constipated, then later a quarter of us could have kidney disease, that's a problem. And we've talked about how, you know, if you're in a medical facility or a nursing home, that percentage is even higher. If you don't move around a lot, you're going to be more constipated. Now, to me, there's two types of constipation. One is your stool is really, really hard, and so you just can't push it out. Maybe it's because you're not drinking enough fluid. Maybe it's because of not enough fiber. And then you have the type of constipation where the stool is pretty good. The stool is nice, soft, and squishy, but your bowels just don't push it out. See? So if that's the case, that would be a completely different treatment. So what causes constipation? First and foremost, we don't drink enough water. You gotta drink enough water. Okay, something hard and pebbly and, you know, your body needs water. So that's first and foremost. And then you got to add some fiber. You got to bulk it up. It helps soften the stool. You need less gummy type food, like cheese really gums up the bowel. I think they use something very similar to gum in cheese to keep it all together. So a lot of dairy can constipate. Meat. A lot of meat, because meat is harder to digest. Gluten, fat is hard to digest. Caffeine can make you constipated. If you have low thyroid, that can make you constipated. If you're stressed, how many of us are stressed? I bet the months surrounding the election, nobody took a poop. If you don't exercise, you're going to get constipated. You got to get up. You got to get moving. Pregnancy. For those of you that are pregnant, we all know that, right? By the way, this I wrote an article on. Look it up. It's on my Twitter and Facebook and on my blog. Hormone fluctuations. A lot of us women, we get constipated the third to fourth week of our cycle because of that progesterone. The progesterone causes constipation in pregnancy, and the progesterone causes constipation with a regular cycle. So once the progesterone starts to rise to, you know, have the uterus all nice and juicy and fluffy and ready for an egg, if it was fertilized, to, you know, land and start to set up shop, the progesterone causes constipation. You know, and maybe it's because the body doesn't want a lot of pushing during that time when the uterus is trying to build up, you know, a nice cushion. Maybe it's that. I don't know. Irritable bowel syndrome. I have irritable bowel. I have irritable bowel till the day is long. Irritable bowel, you can get diarrhea, constipation that fluctuates. Inflammatory bowel disease. If you've got inflammation of the bowel, that's going to give you constipation. What do you do if you have a grandma or grandpa that all of a sudden can't poop? And this has been kind of, she's been constipated for a while, but it's starting to become more and more of an issue. You get them evaluated for colon cancer. Okay, somebody with chronic constipation should be getting a colonoscopy. Some of you abuse laxatives. Now, somebody would say, well, who the hell would want to abuse a laxative? Well, one, for those of you trying to lose weight, you'll take a laxative so that you can lose some weight, you know, to get into your dress or whatever. And then some of them, I just don't know. Eating disorders, okay, where all of a sudden you're eating one big meal and then you're vomiting it up, or if you're never eating, that's going to cause constipation. Then a lot of medications out there can constipate you. Pain pills, narcotics, opiate agonists, antidepressants can constipate you. Those of you taking iron. So constipation should never, ever, ever be ignored. So what? How the hell would constipation then be linked to kidney disease? For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Constipation, in this study out of Memphis, they thought, well, maybe it's the gut bacteria. Maybe the gut bacteria is changing because of how we eat. That then slows down the bowel. That leads to constipation. Then you get inflammation, and then other factors can lead to affecting the kidney. I think, you know, if you eat like crap, okay, you get constipated. If you eat like crap, you also get kidney disease. I mean, if you have a high meat and fat diet, how healthy is that for the kidneys? Remember, high cholesterol hurts the kidneys too. So if you have a high cheese, meat, and fatty diet, that's going to hurt your kidneys and constipate you. Which famous diet caused so much constipation that many people couldn't stick with it? The Atkins diet. And what also did the Atkins diet do? It affected the kidneys. So this all makes sense. So what should the poop look like? Well, we talked about the Bristol stool chart. Okay? If the stool is hard and pebbly, because the colon absorbs water, that means that stool sat there and churned and churned and churned for fluid getting sucked out of it. So you don't want hard little pebbles and rocks. You also don't want big sausages that look very, very hard and very septated. You want something smooth like a log or, you know, some soft blobs. If you have diarrhea, it's going to be very, very wet, and you don't want that either. So if you're constipated, you got to drink a lot more water. You got to look at your diet. Got to, you know, stop the dried fried foods, the dairy. You got to visit your medical provider if this continues. They can run a thyroid test. Maybe you need a colonoscopy. And you got to relax, guys. Okay? You can't poop in a New York minute. You got to relax and stop and smell the roses. Well, don't smell the roses after you poop. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Randy's upset. I don't know if she knows that I'm a football fan or not, but apparently there's an issue where her husband, and I apologize, my computer is frozen, so I don't have I can't read the email. But what's going on with her is her husband spends all day watching football, from the London game all the way to, Sunday nights, the Sunday night football, right? And I get it. I get it. I wake up on Sunday morning and I put that football on. The problem is that's the family Sunday. And so, you know, she's upset that he's watching football all day long. And I got to be honest. I mean, football is on Sunday from 8 to 8, not 9 even. So that way, Pacific time. I don't know how it works Eastern time. I watched a Monday Night Football Eastern time once, and I didn't go to bed till 11:30, 12. Because it was definitely a late game. So, you know, how do you... Football season's long, not long enough. I mean, for me, I love football. I don't know what to say. We in my family, my husband doesn't watch football like I do. I like football a lot more than my husband does. I just always have. And so, you know, what I promise him is, like, for example, there's an air show this weekend, and I love air shows, and I love, you know, celebrating Veterans Day, you know. So we're going to go to the air show on Saturday. So Saturday, we're going to do whatever he wants and everybody wants. But then Sunday, I am staying in and watching football. And, I, here's the thing. It's so much easier when you only like one team, but... you know, for those of us that really kind of study football, you need to see what everybody else is doing. Okay, I mean, I don't bet until the very end, Super Bowl, and even with that, I don't really bet a lot of money. I am not a gambler. I've lived in Vegas my whole life, pretty much, so I don't really the whole gambling thing doesn't excite me that much about it. But you know, I like to give you guys my picks. I like to study the injuries. So to me, it's a great hobby. Football for me is a great hobby. And so, you know, a big issue with football is, you know, football is Monday night, Thursday night, and then all day Sunday. So for somebody where football is really a big hobby for them, yeah, it's going to take up a lot of their time. And so one thing you can do, and the reason why she brought it up, and I apologize because my computer is frozen, but one thing she brought up is, you know, we talk about internet addiction. And, you know, is somebody, you know, how do you take somebody away from the computer or from the TV who's addicted? And, you know, one thing that occurs with addiction is if you do a baby step, sometimes people who are addicted feel very good about that baby step that they took. So, for example, let's say, you know, you need to diet, but you don't want to diet, and you are a carbaholic. You force yourself to one meal a day have a salad. And overall, you start to notice that you feel happier that you had that salad. So what I would suggest when it comes to Sunday football and you, you know, not being able to stand that your husband or partner is glued to the TV all day is get out the schedule, get out the football, you know, the football schedule weeks in advance and say, look, okay, I want to do something on Sunday, and again, or Saturday, or whatever. And, you know, which game do you not want to watch? The big problem is there's usually two or three games going on. You got the early morning game, then you got the 1:30, then you got the 4:30, and then you got the Sunday night. Oh, that's awesome. I don't know. You're screwed. You should have married somebody that, you know, wasn't into football. Sorry. I can't tell you which one. You know, maybe the morning game isn't as exciting. I don't know, because Dallas was early. But you know what? It was a Dallas Cowboy versus a Browns game last Sunday. So I probably could have, you know, missed it if I wanted to. But, yeah, I can't help you there. I'm sorry. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. What's this? Looks like little rats can giggle. Oh, gosh, my computer is down. Somebody said that they could make rats tickly. If they tickle a rat, they giggle and they jump for joy. Of course they do. Animals like ticklies. Animals have a sense of humor. Do you guys not know that? Your animals have a huge sense of humor. Okay? Everybody thinks their cat and their dog, and they know exactly what they're doing. I thought my dog did the most hilarious thing ever. And yes, you're going to hear this story. Apparently, okay, I got four cats and I got a dog. Okay? And most of the cats, they're fine with the dog, okay? But one is just so nasty. You know, the dog doesn't do anything. It's a yellow lab. The dog's an angel. It's a puppy. It's a dog. Just leave the dog alone. And this one cat always has to snarl. So, but the cats, because they're smaller than a big, huge yellow lab, I think he's about 120, 150 pounds, okay? The cats still use caution. So they follow me around the house wherever I go. So I'm hanging out in my son's room. Yes, my son has his own room, something I never thought because I never had got my own room as a kid. But anyway, so I'm in my son's room hanging out, you know, playing his video games. And the cats want to come and hang out with me. Okay, but the dog sits his butt, lies down with his snout on the ground, and he basically covers any strategic entryway to the room. So the cats have to basically, you know, kind of slowly, stealthily walk along the wall just in fear that just in case the dog decides to change change his mind and eat him, which he hasn't done in 10 years, so I don't know why they're so stupid. So all the cats start to walk by, except the one that always snarls. So her name is Little Snowball. So she starts to walk by, and the dog's just lying there doing nothing. You're like, well, what's all this drama? So, you know, first cat walks by, second cat walks by, third cat walks by. Okay, so now she starts to walk. And she's just kind of going, okay. And you see when she realizes, you want to know what? He's not going to do anything to me. I could now, you know, not have to tiptoe. I could just walk. And the second she feels that way and just lets her guard down, Apollo, her dog, turns his head and goes, woof, just to scare her. And he looks at me and smiles. And I was like, that is brilliant. I have never seen anything like that. I am so proud. That is a smart dog. There's also a game I play with the cats called Attack Tushy. And Attack Tushy, we really don't do much with their butts because I still haven't really identified where their butt is. But it's a game where I if they're sitting on a post or something, I tickle them with one hand, then I tickle them for the other, and every time I do that, I was like, okay, no, whatever. Okay, anyway, it's a game I play. It's called the Attack Tushy game. And Shaky Boo loves that game. Except he tries to hit back. And he tries to hit back or he tries to play bite my hand and I don't let him. And so one day I was playing and I was trying to hide down, you know, so he couldn't, you know, get to me. You know, he's on his position, I'm in my position. And he decides to leap, smack me upside the head, land on his feet like Iron Man, and he looks at me like, I got you. How did he know to smack me upside the head? Okay, usually you just tickle a cat or you just whatever. So the reason why I'm telling you this is not because I want to bore you with stories about little Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo's looking, little Shaky Boo's, ah. Okay, that's not why I'm doing it. Is don't underestimate your animal. So now there's this big, huge study where I guess they tickled a rat, and the rat was ticklish and jumping and loved it and whatever. I think this happened, was it in Berlin, Germany, okay? And duh. Okay, animals, and tell the animal a joke. I practice my show sometimes on the cats. Now, unfortunately, and the reason why I do that is because, you know, the cats, unfortunately, they really don't, you know, seem to respond. You know, like, really, that stinks. But I figure if I could perform to a mean and cruel audience such as my cats, I could perform to anybody. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.